Good morning, podcasting morning chat. Happy Monday. Today is Monday, March 25th, 2024. And today we're going to be talking about boosting your growth, your visibility, your podcast by guesting on other podcasts. So if you don't mind, if you're listening live, hit the share button, bottom left-hand side of the screen, and share it here on Clubhouse. And if you're listening via podcast, please do me a favor, share it with a fellow podcaster. And if you don't mind, give us about 2 minutes and we'll get things rolling. Thanks for being here. Morning, podcasting morning chat. Thanks for being here today. Happy Monday. Hope everybody had a great weekend. And, you know, I was thinking about it before we were kicking things off with the icebreaker question. I was thinking, maybe I just want to ask everybody how their weekend was. So what I'll do is I'll just say, if you had anything particularly exciting you want to share about your weekend, by all means, please do. I also want to say, if you are listening live and you have a question, you have a challenge, you have something you're dealing with your podcast that you would like a little insight, a little guidance, a little advice, please feel free to come up here and ask your question. Even if you feel like it doesn't have anything to do with whatever we're talking about, that's okay. And eventually, I am working on figuring out a way to make that more accessible to you, make it feel like maybe it's going to be a dedicated segment of each episode. I haven't figured it out yet to make it feel a little more welcoming, because I feel like maybe because we get so deep into our conversations that sometimes some of you might feel like this isn't a good time. So I want to try to carve out some dedicated time each morning, if possible, to you and your questions. And I see Nick has a question. Go for it, Nick.
Yeah. Do we have, and maybe this is something to think about as well, but if you're on Clubhouse Live, you're able to come up and ask questions, but do we have a dedicated space for anybody who's listening to the podcast to ask questions that maybe you can address in?
Yeah, that's a good question. Thank you for asking that. And there are probably, well, there are a few ways that people could do that. One would be our Facebook group. And I'll make sure everybody listening live has that link if you don't already. That's definitely one way to do it. Just look for Empowered Podcasting on Facebook and you'll find us there. You can post questions and people do that. So yeah, that's a great way to do it. And then also, being that we are on our podcast host provider is Spotify for Podcasters, there is a voice message feature. And that's also always included in our show notes. So basically with a link, and I'll just share it with everyone live here, with this link, you're able to leave us a message with your question. So there you go. There are some ways you can definitely do that. By the way, later this week, that was getting me to think about connecting with your audience and Patreon and things like Patreon. Like Buy Me a Coffee is another example of a Patreon type service. We're going to dig into that and we're going to bring in some people who are using it, some who are just now getting into it, some who have been using it for a while. And we're going to hear what their experiences are like and if that is something you want to start incorporating yourself. So stay tuned for that. That's coming this week. It could come as soon as tomorrow, but I'm trying to figure out the schedule today. So I'll keep you posted and I'll put that in the Facebook group as well. So anyway, today we are discussing hosts becoming guests and really boosting your podcast reach by guesting on other podcasts. I know that it's something that I personally feel like I don't see enough of, not just within our own community here, but in general in the podcast community. I feel like as hosts, we get very tied up in what we're doing. The day-to-day, the week-to-week grind of producing our own podcast. And so to add to our plate regularly guesting on other podcasts, and I really want to emphasize that word regularly, doing it every once in a while, sure, I'm sure that can help, but I think that there is a strategy that you could implement to really make guesting work for you. So I want to open with an icebreaker and we'll kick it off with Nick just to kind of get a feel for being a guest when you're a host. I know that feels a little confusing, but I think you guys hopefully are following me. Nick, good morning again to you. What's been your favorite guest experience that you've had as a guest on someone else's podcast? And what made it your favorite experience? Good morning.
Hey, good morning, officially, everyone. I wanted to share this because I thought it was really cool. Over the weekend, I got a sewing machine and taught myself how to sew.
What?
And the whole reason I did that, so my daughter, she has hip dysplasia, so she has to be in the tablet harness, a bunch of straps and things like that. And the edges of the straps are not the greatest, like they're kind of sharp and uncomfortable. So I was able to sew together these little strap covers for her harness. And now she's like, can pimp out and deck out her harness and style. Pretty neat.
Wow.
So that was my week.
That's pretty cool. That's cool. Who would have thought? Would you ever have thought you would have learned and taught yourself how to sew?
No. I like occasionally have thought like, oh, that'd be kind of neat to know how to do that. And then that'd be it. And then now there's like a reason to. So,
well, and before you share, I do want to know, so how's she doing in that harness? And which I think it's safe to say, and you tell me, this is something that eventually will be long forgotten. It won't be a thought in anybody's head in your household. She will heal from this. This is to help her so that it isn't an issue down the road. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, so she was born brief, and I guess that's really common when a baby stays brief the entire term, is that they can have hip dysplasia, and that essentially just means that the socket isn't growing around the hip joint, like that ball on the hip. So right now, while she's so young and the bones are still like growing and like forming, things like that, the harness holds her legs into like a frog position so that the ball is in the socket and the socket can actually grow around that ball joint. But yeah, it varies by like child, how long they have to be in a harness. And there are a couple different versions of it too. Some they're in it for a few months and then that's it. Everything's good to go. Never have to think about it or worry about it again. Others are in it for up to like 2 years. So it's really just dependent on how her body develops over the next couple months. But yeah, fingers crossed that it won't be a long, lifelong lasting issue for her.
Well, we will definitely send lots of healthy healing vibes to her. And I saw Simona has a question. So let's, I assume it's about this. So let's, before we dig into all podcasting stuff, go ahead, Simona.
Not so much a question, but I just want to say, Nick, that is like the cutest thing, like to teach yourself something to help your daughter. Like, I know that parents do, I don't have kids, right? But I know that parents do, like, you know, everything for their kids. But this is like the cutest thing that I've ever heard in my life. I can't even, I might cry. And I'm going to go off.
Oh, yeah. It is pretty sweet thinking about Nick sewing there. Hey, Dominic, are you meant to be off of mute?
I'm kind of pumped about it just because I taught myself how to do that. And I probably sat there at the sewing machine for like 45 minutes trying to figure out how to just thread the shit. Sewing machines are complicated.
Hey.
But, Dominic, are you?
Yeah, I was just going to say, and yeah. I heard his mute. Yes, okay, he's unmuted now.
My apologies. I was getting mozzarella cheese out. Sorry. My apologies. Go ahead.
I knew there was breakfast or lunch happening over there, Dominic.
I did too. I heard some beeping too. So I figured he must be preparing lunch. Yeah. All right. So Nick, the question again: what's been your favorite guest experience that you've had as a guest on someone else's podcast, and what made it your favorite?
So I would have to say probably between two of the people in this community, actually. One of them being Simona, when I was a guest on her As It Relates to Podcasting show. And Paula, when you and I were guests on her show that night. And both of them, I would say probably for very similar reasons. Like, it was just a lot of fun doing the episodes. With Simona's, we recorded four episodes, like, back-to-back, like, I'd never done anything like that, so that was kind of like fun and new and different. And then with Paula's, like, it was very, I don't know, it was very chill. Like, we just laughed, had a really good time, drank some beer. Like, it was just a lot of fun.
Fair enough. Yeah, that definitely was a lot of fun. I agree. Yes. All right, we'll keep it moving because I want to dig into this whole topic. And actually, Walt is somewhat of the reason for today's conversation, because I was prepping for this week over the weekend and reached out to my co-hosts and asked if they had any thoughts for topics, and this came up. And I know actually some of the reason why it did. We'll get to that in a second. Walt, let's first start with the icebreaker. Good morning to you. What's been your favorite guest experience that you've had as a guest on someone else's podcast?
Good morning. Yes. Two that come to mind. I've had some great experiences. One is the All Gas No Breaks podcast. It's they're based out in Baltimore, but I just joined them for an IG Live. I'm going to actually go into their studios when I'm up there for a podcast festival in October. But I just really loved the chemistry that those two hosts had, and they made it so easy. Like, I think it's important when you are a guest to go in with some intention, whether it's to sell or to entertain or just to be a part of the vibe. I think it's good to really support the host, but they just did such a good job at hosting. I almost felt like I was just chilling. Like, at times I just want to kind of watch them do what they were doing. They're hilarious. So All Gas, No Breaks. And then, the second one that came to mind is the Man to Man podcast. And that one's always memorable because that's my first time speaking more along the lines of working while Black and just the protecting your capacity and everything like that. So that was just a really cool experience. Really loved the host. Actually, I had someone in the audience who was producing it. And also, I learned that my Shure mic, I needed a few extra things to plug into it so that it didn't sound crazy. I needed a that cloud amp.
Oh, the cloud lifter?
The cloud lifter.
Uh-huh.
But that was a learning lesson. So that just always sticks in my mind because I was like, oh man, I sound terrible. And I didn't realize it till afterwards. So great experience, but oh man, I wish I could redo that.
Well, that kind of makes me think of another question for you. Is there anything during one of those two shows that you were on, anything during the podcast that maybe you learned or it was like, ooh, you know what? As a host, I want to start doing that too.
On the All Gas No Breaks podcast, this one's recent and I was able to kind of identify it real time. I don't know how intentional they were about like all the things that play into it, but something they did very, very good. The two hosts, like I said, great chemistry, but they kind of like serve particular roles, right? Like one person was, at least for this particular conversation, one person was kind of initiating or kind of guiding the conversation. The other person, I noticed, I felt like she did such a good job at bringing more energy to the conversation. And like it was kind of like a half serious, half not serious conversation, but I felt like she did a good job at making sure people stayed, bringing the laughter and everything, which is really important for podcasts. Audio and video because of retention. Mm-hmm. So she would just like either commentary or questions that kind of shook the room up a little bit. I'm like, oh man, she's killing it right now. She's killing it. So yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Walt. I appreciate that. Because I know I have had several moments as a guest on another podcast where I was like, wow, that's actually a really smart thing to do. Like, I think I need to start doing that. We're very envious of something that they're doing. So I think we can learn a lot as guests when we're on other people's podcasts.
Big thanks.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Walt. We'll come back to you because I have some more questions for you as well. Sid, good morning to you. What's been your favorite guest experience you've had as a guest on someone else's podcast? Good morning, Sid.
Good morning, everybody. So the first one that comes to mind is obviously Paula, because I was on Paula's show on Saturday.
That's right.
And it was a lot of fun. And thanks for popping in, Mark.
Yeah.
So, that was really fun. I enjoyed it a lot. But the other two that come to mind was I was on Stacey's show doing Six, right? And the reason I say that one, I mean, it was a great experience, obviously, right? But Stacey kind of started out with a stumping me question, which led to a really great conversation. She asked me, is traditional sales dead? And you don't ask a sales guy that. So that was really fun. And then I was on another one with a lady named Bren Tillman. It's called Social Selling. And it was actually streamed live and then put on a podcast. And it also was on Bright House TV, I believe. So those are the three that come to mind that were both, all three really fun and engaging and great to be part of.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun on Saturday morning sitting and watching you and Paula on her show. That was, yeah, it was entertaining and very interesting. That was a fun one. It's an interesting duo to have Sid and Paula on a stage, quote unquote, together. All right, Don.
Oh, so much to say about that.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good. Check that out. I believe you can find it on her YouTube, her LinkedIn for sure. That's where I tuned in. Definitely go check out Paula and Sid's interview. All right, Dominic, good morning to you. What's been your favorite guest experience that you've had as a guest on someone else's podcast?
Good morning, everybody. Hope everybody is well. And by the rattling of that, which you heard earlier, obviously we're having pizza today.
So. Nice.
Pizza. Sorry. I felt bad because Nick had this beautiful story about what he was doing for his daughter. And here I am just rattling mozzarella cheese.
Hey, you're taking care of your daughter too. It worked.
That is true. Let's see. So me and Walt have had very similar experiences in as it relates to this question, because we both have appeared on the All Gas No Breaks podcast with our guy Santi out of DC, who's a phenomenal audio engineer, host, guest, podcaster, and all the things. I definitely look forward to trying to get out to DC to see his studios and stuff like that. But we've also been on the Man to Man podcast as well. And As a matter of fact, the last season of that podcast, I served as researcher for that podcast. And so probably the most interesting thing is that while being a researcher on that show, I was invited to that show and still had to serve as researcher on that show. So imagine trying to create a podcast template about yourself so somebody else can ask you those questions. It was the weirdest, like, mind Jedi mind trick situation ever. But yeah, that's probably the most interesting.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Oh, real quick. Did y'all, you probably haven't, but there was this Donald Glover was like being interviewed for like the last season of Atlanta, the show he created. And it was, I think it was in Vanity Fair. And instead of them having someone interview him, he interviewed himself. He literally asked himself questions in this print publication. That reminded me of that. Yeah.
That's wild. That's wild. But if anybody's going to do that, it's Donald Glover. So it makes
best. Sense. You.
And also a lot easier these days to do something like that with AI. You can have AI be your host and ask you those questions.
You can think about that. That
makes sense. Yeah. That could work well. All right, Simona, good morning to you. Hope you had a good weekend. We are asking everybody on stage, what's been your favorite guest experience that you've had as a guest on someone else's podcast? Good morning.
Good morning. I would say my favorite experience was probably on my friend Justin's podcast. It's called The Growth Now Movement. And I really just enjoyed our conversation. We talked a lot about like what it looks like to overcome adversity and struggle and all of the things. And I really like conversations like that. And him and I have such a great friendship that I felt like I was just talking to, you know, just a friend. It didn't even feel really like an interview. I don't know. It was really cool. That would probably be my favorite one.
Okay. And one more time, the name is?
Growth Now Movement.
Growth Now Movement. Cool.
He's been podcasting for years. So he's had some really incredible like guests on his podcast. So to even be asked to be on the show was a huge honor.
Oh, well, that's very cool. All right. Awesome. So here's what I'm going to do then. But we will get to, I see we have Amanda and Billy up here on stage. I'm going to assume they want to or are open to sharing their answers to the icebreaker. Before we do, we'll come back to it. And I want to go to Walt because when Walt had shared the icebreaker as a potential icebreaker to share today, he was telling me that he recently had a client or somebody that he was working with that he gave advice to about guesting. And Walt, maybe I'll just stop right there and allow you to share a little bit about that. And then I have some follow-ups from there.
Yes. So there's this person I work with. So I've been on, we do a lot of stuff together, and I've been trying to get into a podcast for a minute, especially because he used to have one years and years ago before everyone had one. And he would, I just know he would be able to do it very well. But recently, when we were speaking, he was just sharing some of his strategy for how he's moving forward. And I just realized that, you know what, just leave the podcasting alone. It's not necessary for right now. And I think when I think about podcasting, right, there's just so many ways to get into it. I've actually told several people like there's ways to kind of get into podcasting without having your own. And I think guesting is like one of the best ways to leverage podcasting to grow your brand without having one. I think hosting a podcast takes a lot of work, intention. Should only do it if you're truly interested in the whole concept of hosting, regardless of whichever angle or purpose you're trying to do. But when it comes to guesting, it's just kind of free range, right? You can be whoever you want to be, do whatever you want to do. You're not tied to building this audience. You could truly just use it as a way to grow your reach, your brand, drive traffic. And for what he's doing as in content, it's more so these limited series or these video projects. So I realized YouTube is the better platform for him. TikTok, if it's, I mean, I think it will still be around, just be different, but TikTok, if it's still around, great place as well. But podcasting, I think it's like, I don't like to kind of say there's one way or a way to be a podcaster, but I think when it comes to having a podcast, there's something special about it. And it's not E for everyone, but it is E for a lot of things. So yeah, that's a quick sum up of it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think this is a great way for some people to get into podcasting that maybe don't, they're not sure yet what kind of commitment they can make to it. Right. They, or maybe it's somebody who loves the idea of podcasting. They see the power it can bring to a brand or to increase business or to get a message out to the masses, but maybe they don't want to host and they don't want to produce their own show. So maybe instead they want to be a regular guest on those various podcasts.
And also another thing, I use this person as an example all the time, because of my experience with it. So how many of y'all have heard of the Chris Voss, the FBI negotiator?
Oh, yeah. Love that guy.
You know? So this person, I know who he is, but not because I follow him, but because I've seen him be guest on podcasts like for like a decade, it feels like. There's a one point when I was producing for a lot of business podcast, and there were two clients that did not know each other at all in what way, but they both had him on as a guest on the podcast. So he probably knows a ton about podcasting, and he'll probably do a course on it just from his guest experience. But from my understanding, I don't think he has one, but he realized that he has a story to tell. Podcast is a great format for it, and I'm sure he's doing it because he's been building his brand, just partly from podcasting.
I mean, it makes sense, right, Walt? Because when we start our own podcast, a lot of us, especially independent podcasters, we're really starting from scratch. It's only our current circle of friends, family, colleagues, business people, etc. But that's it. And the advantage of being a regular guest on other podcasts is you're getting in front of other audiences regularly and different audiences. And in some cases, if you're appearing on podcasts that speak to your niche or niche, depending on how you say it, then you are actually going to get in front of maybe some of the same ears and eyes because they're probably frequenting different podcasts all around the same topics or the same interests within their demographic. So it could quickly, at least in comparison sometimes to starting your own podcast from scratch, it could be a better way in some instances to get your name and your message out there. Does anyone else have any other thoughts, any other advantages you see being a guest on a podcast, and especially as a host? Yeah, go ahead, Dominic.
No, I was just going to say another kind of wrinkle. I was going to try to save this for later, but I'll say it now because I'm not sure I'll be able to say it later. One thing, and I'm glad my guy Al Pete is down there in the audience. One of the things we have been doing is not just guesting on podcasts, but guest hosting on podcasts. So we have a friend, S Squared, the Dripping in Black podcast, and he doesn't have a permanent host right now. And so what we've been doing is guest hosting until he, you know, figure out what he's going to do in his host spot. So we've been like, you know, kind of like, you know, kind of, you know, sharing our brands and stuff like that and what we do, but also just kind of serving in that role. So that could probably be that next step after you feel like I've been guesting for a few times and I'm getting the hang of it, but I'm not ready to jump into podcasting full time just yet. Maybe guest hosting can be that transitional piece in on the way to becoming like a full time podcaster, if you will. So
yeah,
to add that.
I love that. Yeah, guest hosting. Yeah, it's both good training for yourself as a host, and it's also putting you in front of an audience that I believe they're going to trust you as the guest host a lot more because their host has entrusted you with the show. So they're going to automatically think, yeah, hey, if this guy or this gal, if they believe this Dominic is good enough to be a guest host, then I'm going to sit and listen to what he has to say. Yeah. Jeff, I see you have something. Good morning. Welcome to the stage.
Good morning, team. You know, I've had a couple of more recent occasions to appear on somebody else's platform. And the real win to me is it gives me a more clear insight into what a potential audience member might be interested in. You know, my podcast is not necessarily about me, but I am a musician. I do interview a lot of musicians, and I have been surprised on numerous occasions to find out what someone that interviews me, what they're interested in. You know, they may ask me about something that I maybe take for granted or did not think was especially interesting or that anybody would really care about. And the fact that somebody interviewing me asks me about those things lets me know, oh, that is something that I need to kind of highlight with my own audience because I didn't really think that was something, you know, to dive into, but I have had people ask me about it in other interviews. So that's got more value than I really realized. I don't know if I articulated that very well, but yeah, it's definitely let me know that there's some interest in aspects of my career that I might have thought were not so interesting. So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think it's easy for some people to discount what they do on a regular basis, but to other people, it's fascinating and they want to know more. And sometimes that's helpful to bring that to light for someone like you, Jeff, like what you're saying. Yeah, I completely am tracking with you. And I think that as hosts, we're often putting our guests and our content in front of us, which doesn't give us enough opportunity for our guests to connect. Right. So guesting on other shows puts us in front of a potential audience that we can really connect with on a deeper level. They can get to know us. And then hopefully they like us enough to want to hear what we're doing on our podcast. Yeah. Simona, go ahead.
Just off the lens that Jeff was sort of talking, there's also, I was kind of thinking that it can also be an interesting kind of market research too, because I know that I've like gone on different podcasts and getting insight into, like, you know, obviously the podcasts that you go on align to the things that you either talk about or, you know, want to talk about more or that align with you and who and how you are. Right. And so I think back to this one podcast that I was a guest on and she asked me this question and I never would have asked myself that question in a million years, but it was really interesting insight to what other people may have thought would be true for me. Do you know what I mean? And it was a really, I don't know, it was just really interesting. So you could also collect some like market research on stuff that you do. If you, you know, is the message landing? Is it not? So that's a really cool aspect too, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. And great opportunity to test some new thoughts, some new theories, some new insights. Yeah. And see how they land. Right. And then if they're landing well, then you can maybe you want to bring it to your podcast and expand on that more. Yeah, I like that. Thank you, Simona. Amanda, good morning to you. I want to make sure you're able to share if you are interested. What's been your favorite guest? Let me try that again. What's been your favorite guest experience that you've had as a guest on someone else's podcast? And feel free to also add to this conversation in any way you'd like. Go for it. Good morning.
Good morning. I'd love to share. Happy Monday, everyone. Yeah, what Sid said, the most recent guesting opportunity that I had was being on Paula's But I really, truly enjoyed being on her podcast. Number one, because I just love her. Number two, I really love the way that she incorporates her audience into the episodes in real time. And that is a goal of mine that I'm hoping to have later down the line. But, you know, she goes on StreamYard, which has that advantage to where, you know, your audience can engage in the conversation live during the episode. So I absolutely love that. I love that whole feel. And I just think it's very engaging. It allows the audience to feel a part of the conversation. So that was really, really fun. And I enjoyed that. As far as the question goes, everyone's been chatting and really sharing some great feedback. What I would say is, as far as guesting on another podcast, and this might be something that, you know, if you're thinking about guesting, to see if you're able to do, and that is to guest on podcasts that are maybe outside your zone of genius, but something that you can still engage and have a conversation with. You know, for example, if you're into mindset, maybe travel a bit outside of the, you know, self-improvement podcasts and try to link up with somebody who maybe has, you know, a podcast talking about relevant things that are going on in the world. That way you're introducing yourself to a whole new audience. And for me, I think it really enables you to stand out, because if you are someone who's in the niche of mindset and you're going on a mindset podcast who, you know, has people who are constantly all about mindset, you're going to blend in, right? You're not really going to stand out as much as if you were to branch out a little bit and go on a podcast where you can show who you are in what you do. And for me, you're really going to pop. People are really going to be intrigued. Who is this girl or guy? What do they do? How can I, you know, look into them a little deeper? And then they'll discover things that you have going on. That being said, from a host perspective, make sure that you're able to bring that energy, because I've tried to do that on numerous occasions and bring people who were all about mindset into my podcast and introduce them into something that was a little different. And some of them were not able to rise to the occasion. And it's not like I was talking about quantum physics or anything that would, you know, make them scratch their brain. But it was just, as soon as they were out of their realm of expertise, boom, shut down. And it was really awkward. So I think it has a lot of benefits to branch out. But that being said, just make sure that you can rise to the occasion and show up and show out as who you are.
Yeah, thank you for saying that. I'll address the latter part first. I think that speaks to how you prepare as a guest. So for me, if I'm going to be a guest on somebody's podcast, especially if it's outside of, as you put it, my zone of genius, I'm going to research that podcast. I'm going to listen to at least one episode, probably a couple. And these days with AI, I'm going to probably feed AI some additional transcripts and maybe even have it prepare me a little bit more, right? And ask me some of the kinds of questions that this host asks their guests regularly so that I can think about that a little bit going into it and feel a little more confident about my answers. Even if they throw me a curveball that I wasn't prepared for, I feel like if I have spent the time to understand and research what they do, I'll feel more confident with whatever they throw at me. So I think preparedness is key if you're going to do something like that. And yeah, so what did I write down here? I was writing notes as you were talking. Going outside of your genius while in front of your target audience. Yeah, sometimes we can really stand out in a community or on a podcast that has similar interests, but they haven't explored your area of expertise, your zone of genius. So when you go in there, and maybe they're curious about it. So if I'm going on to a show that doesn't usually talk about podcasting and I'm being interviewed about podcasting, they're going to find probably, if I'm doing a good job of communicating, they're going to probably find that what I'm saying is maybe super interesting. It's intriguing. It's getting them excited. They're starting to think, huh, this guy knows about podcasting. So when I'm ready to podcast, I'm gonna go look up Mark Ronick. I'm gonna go look up Ironic Media. Because it's new to them. You know, if I'm going on a podcast about podcasting, it's gonna be more challenging for me to say something that's gonna light them up, that's gonna be different than what they're already used to hearing week in, week out on that podcast. I'm not saying it's impossible, but it's going to be more challenging to catch their attention in a unique way. Let's go to Billy. Billy, good morning to you, or should I say Iron Man? If you follow him on TikTok, you know what I'm talking about. Billy, good morning to you. Do you want to share a favorite experience you've had as a guest on another podcast?
Hey, Mark. Yeah. You're not supposed to tell people that. Okay.
Oh, that's right. Sorry.
But my favorite guest spot was on Sid's show. Oh, wait. No, it wasn't, because I've never been on Sid's show. But actually, my favorite spot was me not doing my research on a podcast as a guest. And I ended up on a music show as clickbait because I shared the same name as a rock star legend from back in the 70s or whatever named Billy Thorpe. And so I ended up on a music show very awkwardly talking about music. And this guy was like trying to make the connection between me and this Australian rock star. Or I guess he's British, but lived in Australia, whatever. So that was the most awkward one. I don't even remember the name of the show. And I think it was the first show I was ever on. And so I learned a big lesson to go like, oh, probably should actually listen to shows and maybe ask a couple more questions before clicking the link. So yeah, that was my thing. But I love the conversation, Mark, because I actually learned a big lesson this week. I got invited to speak at a local event this week, or last week, I guess, last Wednesday. And it was kind of last minute. So I said yes. It was a friend of mine who hosts this networking meeting type thing with other business owners. And even though I don't cater to the local market, I made a huge assumption that no one is interested in what I do. No one's interested in this digital space. Like, these are all local companies. And man, to my surprise, I went there, spoke at this event for like 15 minutes. That was it. And ended up signing multiple people into my mastermind group. And I think that's when it kind of clicked for me last week, was like, I don't need, because I've been thinking about doing a podcast and I got YouTube, I got all this content that I already create. And I'm like, I don't have the bandwidth for one more piece of content, but I need to get my message out there, obviously on a local level with 30 people in the room. If, you know, 10% of those people just sign up for my mastermind group and they're not even in the Amazon Influencer program, like, this is of some type of value. And so it got me thinking. And then when you were doing this room, I was like, dang, okay, this might be, you know, whatever you want to call it, a sign from the universe that that this is the direction I need to go and book myself on more, you know, shows and be a guest and not have, even though I love hosting, not have that responsibility. And, you know, a lot of benefits to that. Like, sure, I'll brainstorm and help come up with a show concept, but I can show up, do my thing and leave, and then help promote the episode when it comes out or whatever. So I'm going to go down that road this year and see, you know, my goal. I don't know if I'll get them all this year because we're pretty, you know, pretty good into it, but to hit about 100 shows, I'll say 100 shows in the next 12 months will be it's on my goal list. So I'm all ears on ideas of how to make that happen quickly.
Yeah, I love that, Billy. And I do want to talk about that too. Just like, what's the strategy, right? Because to me, here's my challenge. If I am going to make that commitment and, you know, I'm not going to do a podcast, instead I'm just going to be a guest on on 100 podcasts in the next 12 months. Well, my fear, knowing myself, is that it could be really easy not to follow through, right? Because it's all on me to have to schedule it, to have to find those podcasts, find the ones that I actually want to be on, schedule those, coordinate with the hosts. It feels like a lot of work, but the work isn't what scares me. It's just staying on targets, keeping that schedule, keeping myself committed to continuing to find the right fit podcasts. That would be the challenge. And to some, that's easy. Right? to some, the hard part is if you're the host and you have to produce that episode every single week and edit and promote and do all the things. So yeah, I think it's sometimes like, which one do I lean toward? Which one do I gravitate to? And then maybe embrace and go all in on that. Simona, did you want to say something?
I did. I was just going to say, Billy, you're always welcome to come on to, as it relates to podcasting, to do a 4-part series about all of the things that you do. So there's 4 for you right there.
Go. I love it. Thank you.
Yeah. I think that would be a great conversation on Simona's podcast. I think there are a lot of podcasters that could benefit from becoming an Amazon influencer. So I could see that being a really cool series. Yeah. Cool. There you go. We've made a mat today. Yvonne, welcome to the stage. Did you want to add anything to the conversation? Did you want to share a favorite experience as a host becoming a guest on another podcast?
Yeah, I'm going to say I was on, I had the pleasure to work with Dominic for Beyond Theory. That was really cool because it was outside of my normal range of shows that I would normally think to go on. And it was just such a cool experience working with Dominic. And I think it was cool to be able to contribute something new to his show, which was a discussion on ageism, which I don't think is normally part of the conversation around there. So in considering everything that you've just been talking about bringing your stuff to someplace new ears, that was a really cool opportunity. Beyond that, one of my favorite things to do is I occasionally have conversations with my friend Lou Blazer on her podcast, Second Breaks, which is very much in the same space as mine. But it's just like old home week. And it's almost like we kind of do a co-hosty trade-off thing. And that has been just a neat collaboration and a lot of fun to continue to do that with her. And it is interesting, you know, I put together a list of potential podcasts I could go on when I, once I got the book out in the world, so that I could start getting the word out about the book. And my first research that I did was looking for podcasts about aging and all that. And then I thought, no, I really need to expand beyond that, and started looking more at mindset, more of a generally focused type mindset podcast that where they don't normally talk about ageism and the effects of ageism on mindset. So I thought, well, that's reaching a whole new set of ears with this message, because I don't think most people are aware of their own internalized ageism and the effect on their health that that has. So.
Yeah, very, very interesting, Yvonne. And yeah, I appreciate you sharing some of these experiences, you know, going on different shows that aren't talking about what you talk about. I think like that goes back to some of that point we were making earlier. It can really make you an authority in that area quickly, going on another podcast talking about that where they're not usually talking about that. So I think that's a great approach, a great strategy if you're going to be a host turned guest. Yeah, Dominic, go ahead.
No, I think in the same vein, I definitely loved working with Yvonne. And I think it also goes to show that, like, be open to when a guest or when a host sees something in a potential guest that maybe you don't see, you know, for yourself. And I just thought Yvonne from the word go would be great for Beyond Theory and having that conversation. So sometimes, you know, trusting the host can go a long way as well. Not saying that Yvonne didn't trust me, but you get my point.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. And you know what I was thinking too during Yvonne's share is, and I think it was when she was saying how she's created a list that of potential podcasts she could guest on, it made me think, you know, we talked not too long ago of the idea of us moving to seasonal podcasting instead of episodic, right? So you have whatever number of episodes per season, that's up to you. Let's just say it's 12 episodes. maybe in your off season, that's your strategy, is to be a guest on as many podcasts as you can. This way, you're still out there in front of people. You're still in front of your potential audience. In some cases, maybe your current audience. You might have some crossover. I think that's a great way to do it, because you can still take a break. You can still walk away from having to do all the editing and all the promoting. It, with the exception of if you're a good guest, you're hopefully going to do some cross promotion regarding your experience as a guest on someone else's show. You're going to make sure to share the assets that they put together to promote your episode. But other than that, it's a nice break without taking a full break. And you could also direct your audience where to find you during that off season. I like that. Stacy, good morning. Welcome to the stage. Did you want to add to the conversation?
Yes, good morning. Thank you. So I love the topic because I was on 50 shows before I ever launched my own podcast. And I learned what podcasting, what great looked like and what it didn't look like. So I encourage, for those who don't have a show, like, what a perfect way to take the mic out of the box. And I quote myself, because it took a while, and be that guest. And there's a lot you can do to create a great experience around that. But just sharing that, that's what I did. And then eventually got really comfortable and said, okay, now I'm ready to be the host of the party, not always the guest. So I'll pause there. And actually, Mark, I'm going to be talking about that at my local event tomorrow night, which so grateful you're part of.
Yeah, you can feel free to take a quick second to talk about that.
Yeah, so just like taking the mic out of the box, something I've wanted to do is learn events. I've always been the guest at events. I've always been speaking at events, but I've never hosted an event. So on that note, last month I met someone at PodFest in New York, and we decided to come together and create a local New Jersey, New York Metro event for podcasters and content creators. And so we ended up with 200 registrations. So a little pilot test was bigger than I imagined. Anyhow, learned a lot. And now we're doing our second one tomorrow night. And there is a link so people can join by Zoom for us in the room, but there's still going to be great networking. And the reason of the great networking for those online is because Mark is gracious enough to be part of the community, helping us with the Zoom people, creating an experience. And we definitely will be promoting at my event the meetup that you're having in June. So that cross sharing and cross promotion and support of each other, that's just what we're talking about here. So I can put the link in the notes here. It is free. It is Tuesday night at 6:30 p.m. Eastern time. And so grateful that Mark will be part of it and giving value back to him as much as possible. And last comment is, it's the same principle as I was a guest at everybody else's event and now started doing one on my own. So follow suit. Thanks.
You're welcome. Very cool. Yeah, I am looking forward to moderating the Zoom community that joins tomorrow. Thank you for the offer. And yeah, anytime I can connect with other podcasters, I'm generally speaking all in. So thank you for that. Looking forward to it, and hope several of you, if you're not in the New Jersey area, that you join us via Zoom tomorrow night. I believe it all kicks off 7 o'clock. Is that right, Stacy?
It's 6:30 Eastern time. I just put the link. You have to register in the notes here, but it is free and lots of value. And you'll recognize some a special panelist from our Clubhouse group in it.
Yes. I believe you're referring to Chris Vaglio.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Chris will be there too. And Chris will be joining us as a guest on stage this week as well here on the Podcasting Morning Chat. He'll be one of the people joining us to discuss Patreon and services like Patreon. Walt, did you want to add something?
Something separate but related to guesting. So whatever.
Okay, cool. Then let me just do this. Let me also, since we were talking about events, if you are planning on coming to the Empowered Podcasting event, June 28th through the 30th, as you know, you can purchase your tickets through empoweredpodcasting.com. And I'm going to share with you first here on the Podcasting Morning Chat the link to book your hotel at a discount because you're participating and coming to the event. You're going to get a discount at the hotel. This is the hotel that we will have the event. So you'll stay in the same location as where all the activities and festivities are. And you just have to use, according to the hotel, just with this link that I've just shared, it says here that once the guests click on that link, they just click on the book now yellow button, enter the dates you want to stay. Again, we're going to have some preliminary activities that Thursday, the 27th, but the official dates are the 28th through the 30th. Enter those dates that you want to stay and you'll get the group rates and room types that are available to you. And so that's all you have to do. Just click that link and it will give you the discount. And please start purchasing your tickets too to Empowered Podcasting.
Hey, Mark, mm-hmm. One quick question about that. I know that people submitted for speaking, and if you are the lucky candidates, you have, I guess you're giving back in the way of the registration ticket. Is that correct?
Wait, ask me that once more.
Okay, so speakers, you're saying get your ticket now to mm-hmm. come to the event. But I remember that for speakers, and you haven't chosen them yet or announced them yet, is that ticket price, is there there's a benefit?
Yeah, the speakers attend free. So if they, for some reason, a speaker has already purchased a ticket and they are accepted as a speaker, we'll reimburse that for them. Yep.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure. Thank you. All right. So Walt, what did you want to add back to the hosts becoming guests?
Yeah. So in the chat, Jonathan Howard, you brought up a good point about guesting requires you to have a unique perspective that others may be interested in. And really wanted to challenge everyone actually to just write down 3 to 5 things that you know you can't talk about. I wouldn't focus as much on is it unique or not, but just 3 topics or areas that you either have talked about before, people have asked you about, whether it's in content, guesting, or whatever, maybe just everyday life, someone walking down the street, like, how do you do that? And just write those down, whether in your notes or something. And when reaching out to podcasts, which is another thing I recommend doing, share, like, these are like the things that I typically talk about or I can talk about, because as like hosts, if y'all interview people, you already know, like, you have to come up with questions, you got to find the right person to talk about this and that. So having those already completed basically does half of that, well, not half, but does the host job for them a little bit. It makes it easier for them to do what they do, which is putting on a show to entertain, educate, inspire. So being a guest is like it's kind of a cool opportunity to support the host to create an incredible experience, and just already knowing the stuff you had to talk about, whether it's unique or not, actually is very helpful. One time there was somebody who I wasn't going to interview him at all, but he hit me up and he's like, yo, I talk about this, that, and I just like the hunger in it. So I was like, sure, whatever, have it on. I didn't think it was going to be all that. I was like, I just like his energy, want to support someone on the come up. But it's one of my favorite interviews I've had, and it's because he came through with intention and kind of did part of my job for me. It was kind of setting the tone on what the episode is going to be about. So definitely have those three to five things, and hit people up. You really never know who's going to say yes.
Right on, Walt. Thank you for saying that. I feel like that's a great way to wrap this part of the conversation up. The fact that you just gave some of those actionable tips that we can walk away with, I feel like chef's kiss, right? Like that's just the way to go. Let's wrap it up there. And I want to continue talking about this down the road too, because we haven't even dug into more of those strategies, right? What's the strategy behind this concept of let's use my example of you're taking a break, your season's over. How do you strategize this guest strategy during your off season? What are the things to think about? What are the things to consider? How do we find these shows? How do we keep this a regular thing while we are off? When do we do it? Right? Do we consider? Yeah, there's all sorts of ways to go with this. So we'll continue doing this conversation. In the meantime, a reminder that if you want to be a part of this conversation or others, you can find us every morning, 7 a.m. Eastern on Clubhouse. Yes, Clubhouse, live. And if you can't make that time, you can always find us on your favorite podcast platform by 7 a.m. Pacific time. That's when today's episode will publish to that podcast platform. So please join us however you can. Please share it and please leave us a review. It's been a little bit since I've seen some new reviews coming in, and that social proof goes a long way. So we would appreciate it. Until tomorrow, make it a great day, everybody. Take care.